Week 6, Micah. The Gospel of Matthew intends at the outset to show Jesus of Nazareth as Israel's long-awaited Messiah. It therefore begins with a genealogy stretching from Abraham, the first patriarch, all the way to Joseph, the husband of Mary, to demonstrate Jesus' royal lineage. Next, the Gospel moves to show further how this Nazarene fulfilled Old Testament prophecy, quoting in chapter 2, three different prophetic texts as evidence, Micah 5:2, Hosea 11:1, and Jeremiah 31:15. The first of these, Micah 5:2, is our focus here. Matthew 2 begins with Magi from the east following a star to Jerusalem looking for the King of the Jews. Upon hearing this, King Herod is disturbed by the news of a potential rival born in his own realm, and he gathers the priests and teachers of the law to inquire where exactly this King of the Jews was supposed to be born. And this is what they said. Quote, "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people." This is Matthew 2, 3-6, quoting Micah 5, 2-4. As the religious leaders indicate, this text from Micah must have occupied an important place in messianic expectation. The book of Micah itself is a collection of the prophet's oracles, delivered especially during the reign of King Hezekiah. Like his contemporaries, Amos and Isaiah, Micah cried out against the privileged in society who were abusing the vulnerable. If they did not repent of this abuse of power, Micah said, Yahweh would punish them by tearing down both the northern and southern kingdoms. Yet Micah also foresaw a time coming, quote, "in the last days," this is Micah 4:1, when Yahweh would restore the fortunes of his people, a time when he would send a just and righteous ruler. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel, you will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." This is Micah 5, 2-4. The consummation of the last days is what Micah 5, 2-4 speaks about, a time when Yahweh would return to his people and restore their fortunes. In particular, he would give them a just and righteous ruler to govern them. And that is why the Gospel of Matthew quotes this passage from Micah, albeit only in part. It sees in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth the fulfillment of this ancient promise. But beyond his birth in Bethlehem, there are other points of connection as well. For one, it is interesting to note that Matthew moves from an ancient genealogy to quoting this passage from Micah. And this passage also speaks of the promised son having, quote, "ancient origins." That's Micah 5:2. Furthermore, like other uses of the minor prophets, this passage suggests that the Messiah's ministry would have global implications reaching, quote, "to the ends of the earth." This is from verse 4. This, of course, is also the focus of the Gospel of Matthew, which concludes with the Great Commission, where the disciples are sent out to, quote, "make disciples of all nations." That's Matthew 28:19.